Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Militia Roundtable. MilitiaRadio.com is the website. Got Mini14 and Buckshot with us. We're going to have Paul from Poker Face up at the bottom of the hour. Their website is PokerFace.com. Their new album's out, and it's for sale on the website, so go check it out. Real patriot music there. We'll be playing a few of their songs tonight. But I think Buckshot has some news, so take it away, Buckshot.
Oh, you mean about the big bust?
Oh, yeah. Might as well tell everybody about that.
Yeah, just so you folks know that you can feel safe, our government is hard at work. After a 2-year investigation into the Mexican drug cartel operating in 19 states of America, they swooped in, and nailed them. It was pretty impressive what they got. I got to get back to the page, but don't you feel safer? Oh, I wonder how many millions they spent on this investigation. Wow. The Mexican drug cartels. Is that the ones that forgot to pay the CIA their bribe money?
I think so.
Oh, that doesn't happen. Oh, yes, yes. Nothing to worry about, folks. Our government is hard at work protecting you from the evil drug cartels. This is such a joke. Where do they get off swooping in and making these? I mean, is this for real? Why don't we just legalize drugs? And, I always said for years, just legalize drugs and give the idiots that want to do the cocaine and the heroin and everything, give them a bracelet. So when they fall over dead, you just walk past them on the street. Sorry, you're a drug addict. Your choice.
You die. Your choice. I mean, that's kind of what freedom's all about. If you want to go do that, whatever. Don't bother us. That's fine. But no, they have to profit off of it by making it illegal. And what was that, about 80? Or it's pretty high. A high percentage of the drug busts are just marijuana. You know, if marijuana was legalized, they probably wouldn't even have that many drug busts.
Oh yeah, it's just totally ridiculous. The whole lifestyle that grew up around it. I'm talking about the drugs and the rehab centers and the people that do the whiz quiz analysis. And just think about it. It's probably 5% of our total economy is all in fighting the war on marijuana. Mm-hmm. Well, how long's this war been going on? 50 friggin' years? We lost. Hello?
Yeah, and who funds the anti-drug campaigns? None other than the alcohol and tobacco companies. They help fund those ads. I wonder why, huh?
Legalize it and tax it. Wow, what a concept.
There you go. Well, what else happened? Just a few minutes ago, or about 40 minutes ago, I guess, Obama could sign the hate bill tonight. This is, like Buckshot said off air, this is nothing more than a piece of paper, but here's the alert sent out by Reverend Ted Pike from TruthTellers.org. Obama could sign the hate bill tonight. Today, the U.S. Senate deliberated on the National Defense Authorization Bill with the attached hate bill. After requests by Republican senators, including Jeff Sessions and Saxby Chambliss, to strip off the hate bill, debate was terminated. Midday Update says a final vote is expected this evening, with possible delivery of the defense-slash-hate bill to the president by the end of the day. So, pass all you want, you're going to have to try to enforce it, and, well, if you want a war, you're going to get it.
Who am I supposed to hate?
If you hate everyone, I guess that covers it, huh? Equal
okay.
Opportunity hating? How about we hate everybody that's asleep or a sheeple?
Well, they're trying to spin it where if you call Nancy Pelosi a socialist, you're supposed to be a racism, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is that hate speech or the hate bill or whatever they call it?
Well, they try to call us racist because we don't like Obama, but we didn't like Bush either, so I guess we're equal opportunity haters? I don't know. I know one thing, we hate tyranny and all that, so I guess
tyranny, communism, Nazism,
all the
socialism.
Isms. Yeah, all the isms. Bankers. We hate those. Save the country, hang a banker. Yeah. But if people wanted to know where that story was, it's on truthtellers.org for the hate bill thing, or it's on militiaradio.com. And Buckshot, where's that story for the bust? People wanted to know the link, just approximately.
It's New York Times, 2009, 10/23.
There you go. New York Times for the big bust.
U.S. arrest hundreds in raids on drug cartels is the actual headline. You can read how safe we are now.
Yeah, oh, but I wonder how many of the guys are really drug dealing, you know. I mean, 300 people, 19 states. I mean, that's kind of spread out. How many people did they bring?
Well, no, I just read the whole second page and nothing about any shots fired. They were talking about the 2006 where dozens of masked gunmen burst into a nightclub down in Mexico and tossed five heads of drug dealers on the dance floor. Here's the message. This family doesn't kill for money. It doesn't kill women. It doesn't kill innocent people. Only those who deserve to die know that this is divine justice. That's from the cartel, supposedly. So they fled from Mexico to America? Okay.
Oh, and Minnie, Tommy wants me to tell you, Fester, it's time.
But I want a high profile target.
Well, might have to go global moose hunt for that, because I think any high profile targets are going to be out of here.
Yeah, because I mean, I watched that new film Alex Jones released. What's it called? I forgot the name of it.
Fall of the Republic. The Fall of the Republic, and by the way, it's up on militiaradio.com. Do not support a patriot. Go watch it for free there. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I didn't find any real high-profile targets. I just want to find the people that are behind those front puppets.
That's it. I'll give Alex credit. I think it's the best one he ever did.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I haven't seen. Yeah, I haven't seen all of it. From what I've seen, I have to agree.
It's pretty much a must-see video. I think I could use that as a tool to wake up the older people, actually. Because you don't have Alex whining and crying and screaming and jumping and hollering and ranting and raving. You've got other people in there, very little Alex.
Oh, I agree. And everybody there. It's kind of a long film, but wow, there's some parts in there. He really breaks it down how they're trying to make this a scientific, secular world. And, you know, we're all just animals, so since we're just animals and there's not a God, then it's okay to cull the herd. See, it's all this programming. And that part about the security forces and training the kids, oh, that's perfect. Let me tell you, folks, if you don't know, there's a lot of kids in the city that are falling for this echo nut garbage, and they would gladly kill you. In fact, I've collected several of their death threats to me because I support hunting wolves. Oh my God, they're ready to kill me. They actually write and tell me that. So it fits right into there and how they're training and indoctrinating these children to get ready to kill us old folks. Oh, they have the wrong thinking. We have the right thinking. We're the special ones. Time to cull the herd. I can see it already. So it's going to be very interesting, folks. But yeah, for waking people up, for getting people off the fence, I think it's one of the best films you ever did. Watch it. It's long.
It's real long. You know, it's, you remember in the very beginning they had that black girl with the red jacket? Was it the youth brigade?
Yep.
You remember that? I mean, we need somebody that understands psychology. There's something wrong with that girl. I mean, you can tell. It's almost like she's in a trance when she does that. When I watched that part maybe 6-7 times, you could just tell there was something really wrong there. Now we got the illustrious... I know the video shows that the Boy Scouts are now going to be used as, well, I guess you could call them jackbooted thugs at your door. Militarizing the Boy Scouts on a slipping rail.
Oh, yeah, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. Oh, they're being trained. I like that, where they were training the Boy Scouts with toy assault weapons. You, too, can fight the war on terrorism. I can't believe the Boy Scouts sold out.
They might not, those Girl Scouts might not be selling you cookies. They might be coming to attack you.
Well, you know, as it says very clearly, most people in America are running around in a trance. They race right to that TV. And I thought it was kind of funny that he said, kill your TV. Wonder where that came from. Everybody needed to shoot that dang thing.
The magic box. I wrote an article about that 10 years ago. It's the magic box. It will hypnotize people. They will stop whatever they're doing. Have you ever done this? I did it in test when I was in the service. You throw on a TV and don't even take control. You know, you just walk in, you turn on a TV and step back and watch. And it's almost hypnotic the way everybody quiets down and starts watching TV. And if some independent person keeps talking, pretty soon somebody will say, shut up, I'm trying to watch TV.
Yep.
It's amazing.
They just tune out.
Yep.
And that's why I think this video would be really good to maybe sow some seeds. Let them know, hey, you're being played as a fool. But you know, we can probably deal with the middle age and the older people. It's the young ones. I tell you what, we're full of trouble with them. I don't know how in the heck it's happened, but somehow they have just gone off the deep end. Well, you know, Steve, he's about that age. Maybe he could explain it. I mean, all your life, all you've known is terror, 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 right?
Steve?
Oh, say again. I had the headphones down for a second. So repeat, please.
I said you're in the age group that I'm referring to. And as far as all your life, you've lived with pretty much terror, 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 terror. You know, it's some boogeyman somewhere else that's causing the terrorism. Everybody's under a line of terror.
Boogeyman everywhere. You couldn't, you know, my parents didn't, thank God, but, you know, a lot of parents would shelter their kids, wouldn't let them go outside because of Chester the molester or, you know, so on and so forth. So, you know, a lot of kids led a sheltered life, and that's not good. In school, there was a zero tolerance for fighting, so if someone was beating your ass and you defended yourself, you'd get in trouble too.
Oh, so condition them to be good little slaves, huh?
Yeah, all the public school system teaches now is nothing except obey, obey, obey. The little bell rings, you gotta go to your next class. You can't give your own opinion in you know, during the lessons or anything, or the lectures. Can't do that. Can't defend yourself. Just obey, obey, obey.
You got me thinking about a young cop over in Montana about 3 years ago. He told me to obey. And this guy was about 19, 20. And I spun around and said, well, I mean, I just started cussing and getting belligerent in his face. I mean, don't use that word with me. You know, that cop sees me and turns and runs every time he sees me since then. God, what in the hell? Obey? I mean, that's something you use to a canine. You know, especially some whippersnapper is half your age and going to tell you to obey.
Can you see it now? Oh, the my favorite part in the film. They've been warning folks about this for years, decades, about these eco-Nazis. Nobody believed me about the final goal, but boy, it's in Alex's film. They're going to be able to come into your house and inspect. Oh, yeah, the eco-police. Oh, you need to see that part. Yes, we're going to come in and see if you have the right shower heads. And we're going to inspect your toilet, make sure it's a low flush toilet, and make sure you got enough insulation. Oh, I can see it now. This Copenhagen Treaty is good for you, America. The Echo Cops will soon be here. Don't you feel lucky?
Well, it actually showed, in the video, it actually showed Enviro cops in New York City. Remember the guy said, and most people said, well, New York doesn't have that. And they do.
No. So that's the final outcome. And, you know, it's not like I was mind reading or nothing. I read their stuff. I knew it was coming. This was their goal. And they've also been brainwashing these kids, getting their mindset ready to kill us old folks. Huh. Oh, that's conspiracy theory. No, it's actually called facts. You got to read the deep ecology books to understand where it's coming from.
Well, I remember last night I brought up, because of that Chris Matthews, the HR 645, he brought that up too. It's recorded. It's on paper. They did it. So I like to know how that can be a conspiracy. Well, either way we look at it, they're gonna pull the rope. I mean, their whole agenda is to crumble the republic. And what are we gonna have afterwards? But you know, time's no different here as it was then in the beginning. I mean, the framers of this country, the people that actually fought, they were considered terrorists back then.
Well, yeah, that was in the film, too. Oh, DHS is training the cops. The first terrorists in America were who? The Founding Fathers. Oh, my God. How far this country has fell, that some useless piece of garbage bureaucrat from Washington cesspool D.C. is going around training cops saying our founding fathers were terrorists. Well, if you guys are listening, hey, feds, anybody that believes that, you're a traitor. Quit your job, pack your bags, and get the hell out of this country.
Well, they can't. I mean, they're obviously on the take. They're getting paid to do what they're doing. They're sellouts. I mean, there's no other explanation to why they're doing what they're doing. Somebody's paying them off. Sell your country the future. But, you know, the payback they'll get is 10 times worse than anything they'll do to us.
You know, people who fail to study history will find out what communists do with traitors.
I just can't believe there's that many people that's selling the country out, though. And the film, too, also identified that the country could not be overthrown externally. It could be only overthrown internally.
Yep.
Well, I guess people should sit down and start making out their hunting list. Try to figure out how to acquire their targets.
Yep. I think everybody ought to get this film, make copies, and get it. What a wake-up device for handing out to folks. Hundreds and hundreds of copies, thousands. Because after anybody watches that and then says this is all nonsense, then you know they're totally lost.
Well, they won't be making it, will they?
Nope.
And with that, we'll head to break. Paul's coming up next from Poker Face, so stay tuned. We'll be back.
New world circus. Come in to a homeland near you. Jack boots and billy clubs are gay fashion. Marching to Obama's commie fascination.
the time to stand up and fight. Who'll back me up and do what's right? We are free men and we will stay the same. United, we stand divided, we
All right, we're back from the break. Got Paul from Poker Face right now. Pokerface.com is their website. How you doing, Paul?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Paul, glad to have you back. You guys don't know.
I promised we'd come back when, you know, the disc was done, and it's done. So it's a good...
So how's your new album doing?
Well, we sat it out for 2 weeks. We didn't really get it down in Knot Creek. We sold a ton of them. I'm just starting to begin the spreading of the virus, brother, and talking to folks like you, and sending them out for reviews. It's just the first wave, so... But whoever's listening to it, raves about the music. Those that are on our side love the insert. Those that are on the other side are starting to scream. So it should get interesting soon.
So the bad guys don't like your music, really?
Right. Well, it's not just the music, man. It's the political commentary that comes along with the insert. So we expose a lot of it. In a nice, pretty colorful piece, man. It like grabs your attention.
What's your favorite new song on this album?
Mighty High. Track 5.
You got that one?
No, but the four that you have, man, are strong favorites of the band. The rock and tune, both lyrically and musically. That last song is very strong. What You Say.
So, what else did you add in this album when people get it?
Say that again, brother. I didn't hear that.
What else did you add? You know, what kind of political... Did you add videos in this, giving a good, strong patriot message?
Oh, you mean with the interactive? No, we didn't have enough time, and the guy that did it for us last year, or last disc, he went Hollywood on us, so we didn't have his talent along on this disc, but the rest of the group was with us, you know, the artist and the people that put the whole thing together. So yeah, visually it's very flashy, and musically it's the best we've done. So
that's awesome. So how many people were down there at Knob Creek?
Well, through the weekend, I'd say between 22,000 and 25,000. It was beautiful Saturday and it was beautiful Sunday. Friday was raining, but they made up for it Saturday definitely when we played.
That must be quite the rush.
Buckshot, do you know who I saw down there? I saw Juba. That was cool, man. He and the wife stopped by and checked out the set.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it's good to have some Ruby Brothers out there, man.
Yeah, we're spread all across this land.
That's right, man. A Ruby in every state, and then some.
What he's talking about, folks, if you don't know, it's the Alpha, Rubicon.com.
It is a survival site, brother. And it's a band of brothers and sisters, man. Truly. Like none other. We've been fortunate enough to be friends with a lot of the folks on the site and the folks that run it. So, I know. It's a cool brotherhood, man. That's all we can say.
Oh yeah, fantastic people there, top of the line, and not everybody can get in, and that's the good part. You know, you don't have that nonsense like you do on other forums where it turns into a wild, wild west show.
But you know what my favorite one was Liberty Forum, man. That was one site that a lot of truth could get out. And, you know, after a bunch of years, the dark side finally was successful and took it down, and, that was the front lines of freedom of speech, man, because both sides would bow it out. And between the verbal abuse both sides would give, a lot of truth would get out to those that were actually reading it.
Oh, definitely. So, I know it's a little off subject, but did you have a chance to see Alex's new film, Follow the Republic?
No, I just saw the clips, and a couple of good people in it, like Gilbert Griffin.
Right.
I met that brother a bunch of times, and he was the one that woke up a lot of my friends by me passing on his book, Creature from Jekyll Island. So there's some good folks on it, and I don't know, there's others that aren't. So
Well, he was showing how the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are being trained to fight terrorism.
Well, yeah, when he studied on the flat Earth theory, then you got to maintain that flat Earth theory, and who better to comment on the doors that don't have their own self-awareness and conscience yet? You know, they're being automatized into like little Hitler bots.
Yeah, same plan. The Nazi plan being implemented here in America.
Well, all the Nazis, all the good ones, all the main ones came here, both military and scientifically.
Oh, yeah, they came over on Operation Paperclip.
Yeah, one of many, men. But a lot of them took off torpedoes are from the northwest coast of Spain in La Coruña and Vigo. And a bunch of the Nazis fled in some reason and such out of that area of the world, and I always found that interesting that my people had to deal with that at that time, you know. Under Marco, especially. No, not Marco, Francisco. Franco, there you go.
So, you know, it was funny, we were talking the other day, and Minnie was saying he travels all over the country and he's never heard your songs anywhere on any radio station. Has any?
We're blacklisted, man.
What's that?
I said we're blacklisted. Thank God for the net.
So not even an AM station's picking you guys up? None of the mainstream?
No, not at all, brother. No. Even though we have people that say, like, our stuff ranks with anything else that's out there or better, it'll never see the light of day because we push the wrong agenda. So, you know, why is Clear Channel and the folks that own it, why would they reward us with exposure? Because it only, you know, aids to their demise.
So, folks, there you go. If you want to hear Paul's music from Poker Face, you got to go order his album, PokerFace.com. And I highly recommend it. It gives you a good upbeat. Makes you feel like you're part of a bigger movement than you think you're in. So how are you noticing more and more people are getting on board and really seeing what's going on, Paul?
Radio. Yes, all over the country, and we played at a few of the Tea Parties, which are more like a Republican elite trying to control the revolution movement, but to no avail, really. But we played at these things. It was just good to see all Tommy Joe's and Joe S's and Joanne's and the grandparents and with the children and grandchildren attending these. I mean, we played one in Williamsport during the Little League Fest, and there was 3,000 people there. And there's 3,000 people on a day that was pouring before we got there. It gave us 3 hours of beautiful, Father blessed us with 3 hours of sunshine, only where we were at, and then it started pouring again. And I couldn't believe that many people were that angry and upset. We had that guy that plays the Thomas Paine in all those YouTube videos that I've seen like 2-4 million hits already, and it was a very cool day. It was August 29th, and it's growing. There was 2.5 million people in D.C., and all the press really didn't report any of it because it would show how Americans are galvanizing and starting to wake up because they're losing their homes. Many have lost their jobs. And if I were president today, I would destroy every trade treaty that we have right now. And I put tariffs, to equalize the labor costs of these Chinese slave labor-made companies, companies that don't compete fairly with the companies that are trying to, grow and sell home product. And, we got to protect the home team, man.
That's for sure. That's awesome. So what was that guy like in person that does the Thomas Paine videos?
he's okay, man. He's okay. I'll just leave it at that, brother. I like his image better on YouTube, so we'll just leave him in the YouTube land and leave it there.
Okay. But still, a lot of folks there in Pennsylvania are losing their homes?
Not as much as the five big states that are responsible for most of the meltdown. But yeah, I'm seeing more and more signs up everywhere. Just people can't afford that enough because one of the wage earners lost her job and they're working for tenth or half or nothing, you know? And a lot of them, their unemployment checks are going to stop flowing. So things are going to get interesting in this country very soon, you know. They can only keep printing phony money to keep paying for things that there's no substance behind it.
So you know what's going on with the Copenhagen Treaty, right?
Which one is this? Is this one that's going to give us the world currency? Or is this the one that's with the trading cap, or cap and trade, and the global warming bullshit?
Yeah, it's the cap and trade, and it's going to put us all under the global governance.
Yeah, well, you know, it's getting close to time to rock and roll with the globalistas of the world. You know, America, it's time that we play cowboys versus globalists, man.
That's a good analogy. I like that. So I don't think their plan's going according to the way they thought. It seems like the sheep are rebelling, and their whole forced vaccination program's kind of falling apart around their ears, don't you think?
Well, yeah, when their own purveyors of the garbage themselves, 70% of them don't want it, meaning the medical death community. Yeah, it's kind of tough to put passing on to the patients when they themselves aren't buying into it. And you've seen the video of that girl that was a beautiful cheerleader that, you know, used to be a runner, and she could barely walk and she could barely talk. It's a nerve disorder that she got from the vaccine 10 days later, I mean, within the 10 days. And what I try to tell my kids that have babies, like, why are you polluting them with the cancers that are going to kill him later, or give him the autism, or give him the ADD or the ADHD? If you love your child so much, don't buy into the garbage, okay? They're lying to you, and you're responsible for your health as well as your children's health.
Oh, excellent point. Yeah, we had, as soon as that YouTube video was out on that cheerleader with the vaccine, we put it up, and that was
yeah,
so
that just disgusted me. Yeah, and
I
go ahead.
To watch her, somebody so beautiful and so active in life, destroyed by that stupid vaccine, I can't understand why anybody can watch that video and then take their children in and get them vaccinated.
It's criminal, man. And you know what? These vaccine companies have been immunized by Congress that nothing can come upon them, because they know that their product is garbage. And you know, we should be hanging these people, not giving them money and profiting from people's misery and death, or screwing up their lives forever. I mean, isn't that like insanity? Can we reward those who screw up the fabric of society?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's all part of the eugenics plan to destroy the populations of the world. They don't care about people. We're just animals, according to the New World Order.
That's right. 500 million slaves they want after they immunize us to death, or chemtrail us to death, or starve us to death, or destroy our economy and our society to death. But, you know, Americans are can-do, and as long as we know where the level playing field is, we'll thrive and survive. But, you know, people got to get past that illusion that what they've been living in, because, you know, the Matrix is here. It's been here. You know, especially after World War II, they placated us, you know, through the 50s, and then just started building that mirage that we still have today, that we think those that are in government represent the ideals that our forefathers established, when they are the complete opposite. You have idiots from the Department of Homeland Security calling our forefathers domestic terrorists. Who the hell are they? They're the domestic terrorists against the Constitution. They're the ones revolting against what is good in God, okay? I'm not the one trying to change the Constitution. I'm not the one trying to become part of a globalist union. I want to stay American, just like my Mexican cousins want to stay Mexicans, just like my Canadian friends want to stay Canadians. You know, European Union, it's not even staying alive. You know, they got to do vote fraud for it to, like, still maintain some semblance of existence.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know that's a plan. They want to reduce us to third world peasants.
Well, it's got to stop sometime, brother, and Father says we win in the end, and I go with what the Word says, and, you know, if Mammon says differently, then, hey, have at it, man. Every opinion does not have equal merit, and the easiest one is people that want to believe in gravity, you know, live if they come to the edge of a cliff, and those that don't want to believe in gravity, well, I'll see you on the other side, brother. Okay, just because you want to believe in something doesn't mean it's reality, or it's actually, you know, like the flat earth theory of today, global warming, you know. It's garbage. You know, even the guy from the Weather Channel wants to sue Al Gore because he knows that Gore's pushing bullshit.
Oh, yeah, we found a YouTube video on that. I wanted to play where if this cap and trade goes through, Al Gore will become a billionaire.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's been in the pay of Arm & Hammer, and his daddy, who was also a senator, was in the pay of Julius Hammer, which was Arm & Hammer's daddy. Both ardent communists and supporters of the Soviet Republic.
Yeah, they just piece by piece, they slowly came in, placed the matrix, put the veil over people's eyes, and they destroyed this country.
Well, they'll be got this illusion, and once the illusion melts, then where are they at? You know, even their riches will turn to dust. And I got a simple solution to deal with the banking crisis and the trust fund families that are trying to rule this earth. Let's just nationalize their wealth. Okay, don't they do that to a supposed drug dealer where they find, like, a pot seed in his house and they steal his house from him because he's a criminal? So these people that have bloodstained hands on their hands, why can't we just take back the wealth they have stolen from us to begin with? Okay, because they are murderers. Their policies, at the end of it, kill people. All right, so even if we have to send our 81st Airborne Division into Switzerland, into Tel Aviv, into the city of London to grab our gold back, let's do it. Let's rock and roll, man. Let's see where things are really at. Okay?
Man, I like your attitude, Paul.
You know, I'm looking for solutions, man. I'm tired of the Band-Aid approach to things.
Yeah, it's time. It's time to quit talking. It's time for action.
Yeah, but we can't be the action, brother. We have to be the reaction. Otherwise, they will play that out on the Prostitute Films at 11. And it's like, no. We're on the right side of the line, okay? They are always the perpetrators, okay? We are allowed to defend ourselves, but if we act as the perpetrators, then they have every reason, and every, you know, especially with the sheep, to do upon us what they want to do. But when they do the action first, like murdering, you know, 81 Davidians by fire, you know, the onus is on government, not David Koresh or Vernon Howell, however you know him. And, you know, we have to, unfortunately, take more trauma until we can heal this body politic, man.
You think we're going to make it to the 2010 elections?
Oh, yeah, brother. You know, whether it's Washington's prophecy, the standard always flies, man. We are always America, even though we are attacked on all four sides by the black cloud of communism with the red trumpet leading the way. That's here now, man. We're being engulfed. We have a president that's a communist. Okay? He was raised by communists. His ideology is communism. He was put here by the Soviets. It started grooming him in 92. So it is here now. I don't know what any other time it is here now, okay? It wasn't during Andrew Jackson when he kicked the bankers out of this country and he finally got the parasites out of here. But, you know, Rothschild wasn't going to have it, so he divides and conquers us in 61, in 1861, and we've been paying for that for the last 150 years. Okay, it's time to break that slavery. What? I know, man. Okay. I did say Rothschild, didn't I?
Yeah, you said it right.
I was talking with Dennis, but I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Oh, okay.
For the wise ass over there. Remember, I'm in practice with, you know, crazy freedom-loving individuals, man. So it's always a fun test over here.
No, we can't have free thinkers in this society. No, you got to just move with the herd.
Now, there's seven of us right now, so it's, you know, that's almost like a, what would that be, a platoon? Isn't it eight a platoon?
I'll walk point because I won't be the first.
Okay, man. No, we're in Pennsylvania, man. We're the state with the most long guns with the snipers. I know how to use them.
Well, that's awesome. And you guys have been working together for how many years?
10, as this version of the band. And I started Poker Face out of college in 89, and we'll be getting a 20-year anniversary award here locally, you know, this Lehigh Valley Music Awards, but you know, where we've been political 15 in terms of writing and putting out music, but father blessed me 10 years ago with these crazy characters, and I prayed for the man, and in the same year he sent me all three of them. So, you know, we do it for God, country, family. We don't do it for ourselves because the pay sucks, man. But the letters from the commoner that we get, just like ourselves, the commoner, are our payment, man. And you know, each letter, or email that we get, representing 10,000 that, you know, would have emailed but didn't, and it's cool. It's a good place to be.
Well, obviously you guys agree with the outcome, so you must be true patriots to do everything you do and jetting all over the country and spreading the word. You're definitely doing yeoman's job.
Yeah, we're infectious virus for freedom, man, you know. whoever we bump into and meet, if we don't leave them with some music, we left them with some thoughts in their heads to contemplate, go research on the net, or you know, deal with it themselves in their own way, because they see that the fantasy that the TB is selling isn't happening, isn't true, isn't, you know, we're having a harder time than our parents and their grandparents, and it doesn't have to be that way. We're blessed, you know. You know what, if we just tap the 8-capped wells that are on the northern shore of Alaska that are already drilled and the biggest deposit is bigger than Saudi Arabia, we could bring down the energy cost of 50 cents a gallon. Just think of how much less we'd be paying for fuel heating, how much less we'd be paying for electricity, how much less we'd be paying just to live life. That would be like an economic boom that we need until we can get this water technology going where Stanley Myers was going to start doing conversion kits for all the cars before they whacked them, you know. They've killed so many Americans because all they wanted to do is just share what God has given to us, the bounty, instead of controlling everything that we depend upon, you know. I call them the death cartel because they make us dependent upon themselves when we should be the independent American, you know, people that we can be and should be, as our forefathers were.
Oh, definitely. They don't want anything. You know, I follow the green movement, and there's been some incredible developments. You know, there was a guy in Michigan that developed a plastic solar cell. It was going to cost $1 a watt, and you could put it on your roof to replace your shingles at the same time and power most of your house. Well, that technology never made it out to the public for some reason.
Yeah. It's time we stopped allowing them to kill the inventors, the ones that want to make, you know, this world a better place, you know. We have means of growing food so quickly and so abundantly and so hugely, if that's the word. You know, if we just would do it, there would be no starvation, you know. But they'd rather, you know, use starvation as a means to kill off, as, you know, some of the peasants that they see. And I'm here for the solutions that I've been blessed with seeing and being a part of and knowing of, to spreading it to the rest of my countrymen and then to the rest of the world. But, you know, let's take care of America. America can't be great until America's strong again. And, you know, we've had everybody feeding off of us. We need to cut everybody off if, you know, right now the body's got like a big gash in it. It's just like bleeding a main artery. And, you know, we gotta get back to Americanism and not supporting wars of attrition and not supporting the mini state of Israel in its wars, like in Iraq and Iran and Pakistan. And, you know, what's best for America first. And, I'm an American first man, and my ideology is conflicting with some that want to turn us into a fiefdom again. And I was born and raised an American, loving God, country, family, and that's what I am.
Hoorah! Yes, thank God. There's people like you. So, are you finding that your music is touching the younger generation? Are you getting through to the 18 to 25 year olds?
We have fans as young as 7, brother. You know, daddy's listening to it in the truck, and America comes on, and little girl starts bouncing up and down in the seat or on the bed, and I get some of the cool stories, man, or like artwork from them, and it's just, like I said, that those are the ones that keep us going when, you know, we might be having a bad day, a bad week, or a bad month, or whatever, and, you know, puts a smile back on our faces that, you know, it is mattering, and it is touching and making a difference. You know, otherwise, I must be a masochist, man. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure glad you're out there and spreading the word, because we got to hit them on every front, just like they're hitting us on every front, and that's why you guys are so great, and I'm proud to know you as the band and as a person, Paul.
Yeah, brother, you know, the one thing that our group likes to do is actually meet the folks out there, and, you know, you're one of them, man, and it's cool to finally put, you know, palm the flesh and see each other at Sturgis last year, and it was a great location. First night that we were there, man, the summer breeze that was blowing that night was just something special that I could still smell the sulfur in the air, I could still feel the warmth of the wind, and talking to people like Penny Langdon and Pat Shanahan, and, dude, just Americans that make a difference, that are on so many different levels of society that, you know, you don't know who is touching who, but they're there, and it's important that they're there, and it was good to know that there's so many others out there that care as much as we do.
And it's spreading every day. We're getting bigger and stronger, and the whole thing's falling apart on the New World Order.
Well, you can only print so much money before it starts to decay. You can only steal so much livelihood from people before they start to go, hey, you know, I used to be able to afford a case a week of beer, and now I can barely afford a six-pack. And when everything boils down to the beer, okay, if you can't pay and afford for your daily libation to make you forget about the pain of the day, well, guess what? You're not forgetting about it anymore. Now it's on your mind constantly. And now you're going to start going to those marches, or you're going to start going to those meetings, or you're going to start talking up at your union meetings. I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm hearing it from friends on so many different levels that, you know, I'm pissed, and I want to do something about it. So,
hey Pablo, hold my baby.
What was that in the background?
Just the bandmates, man. Just having fun here, man. Just like I said, there's a 7 of us here, and there's a lot of energy in the air right now, man. Especially with the new disc being out and just starting to touch the people, and you start to see the one person tell two people, the two people telling four people, and the love that we're getting back on the email and the mail side is pretty cool. And the folks that we're seeing at the shows, too, so.
Great. We're getting ready to come up to break, and during the break we're going to play, obviously, your guys' music from the new album. Cool.
Awesome, man.
You ready, Steve?
Ready, ready. Here we go. We'll be back.
You said you love me, but you only love the Texas I am born. You said you need me, but what you need I find out more. And the times that I forgave you, you threw it in my face. Now I no longer need you or the pain you bring to me. I'm losing my mind. The safe officials who like to break the golden rules. Now you know we got our eyes on you, so you better do things right, or we'll hang you from the high streets while we party through the night. I'm losing my mind, I left you behind, I'm wasting my time. Traitors setting up this global plan. Now they're trying to take our guns away, so we have no means to fight. Fight back the state of tyranny, I'm spreading cancer through the night. Losing my mind, I'm left you behind. I'm wasting my time. Said I'm losing my mind.
And we're back from break here on the Militia Roundtable. MilitiaRadio.com is the website. You just heard Losing My Mind by Pokerface off their new album. Get that at Pokerface.com. So take it away, Bruce.
Hey, we have Brett with us now, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about the music. So take it away, Brett.
Well, hey, good evening, guys. Yeah, just a little story about this latest record. It's funny how there was a big, I guess some people thought there was a hiatus. Actually, it just took us like three times to record the record. We didn't mean for it to take 5 years like it did, but so far we're getting a good feedback from everybody who's heard it. What happened was is that we started recording it at a studio not far from here, and things kind of fell apart. The producer there wanted to work with other people, and he was, it just didn't work out time-wise, and of course the clock was running the whole time. So what we did is, that's the first time we recorded most of the record. Then we went and bought a bunch of equipment to record it here at our practice spot in Pennsylvania. And things started to crash. You know, computers crash and software wouldn't talk to this hardware and blah, blah, blah. So it was a lot of heartbreak and a lot of hours of wasted time there. But finally, we put the right equipment together with the right software and tried to crawl ahead of the learning curve as best we could. And 5 years later, we finally have POW for everybody, so we're thrilled about that. It was a good process. I mean, we learned a lot, but seriously, there was a lot of heartbreak too.
Well, every good thing has a little heartbreak. Otherwise, the meaning wouldn't be as powerful, right?
True story. And it's not like. And I'm sure that Paul has touched on this before, but because we are not, what's the word? I mean, we're not a mainstream. I mean, our music has a mainstream sound, certainly, because we are trying to reach the youth of America, that sort of thing. But I have to say, because we don't just go ahead and spout whatever the latest doctrine is, we're not going to get all the breaks. We're going to have to make our own breaks, and we have very close friends. Certainly in radio and in other facets of the music industry, few and far between, but we have the friends. And it takes a lot of work, a lot of pulling together to make these things happen. And certainly Peace or War, we're very proud of. It's definitely all four of us, all of our input is in there. And I hate to keep coming back, but it was a labor of love, and we're glad that this little baby is out there now.
So you guys did a fantastic job. What's your favorite song on this album, and why?
I'm sorry, what is my what?
What's your favorite song on this album, and why?
Oh, gosh. Boy, that's a good question. Certainly, I know Paul would say that my first answer to that would have to be Sin Sin, just because it focuses so much on a guitar riff that we were throwing around for a couple of years. FinCEN, Survive, both of those are kind of tied for me. But it's funny, listening to the record, I don't just hear what the average listener hears. Not that there's anything special about me, just that I remember recording it. I remember, getting pulled away from a session because maybe a granddaughter was sick or maybe because we, had a problem with somebody having a car accident. When I listen to a song, I relive those events that happened in our lives as we were tracking this record. So I guess the one that probably has the least amount of heartache in it was probably Survive, and FinCEN would be a close second. But yeah, Survive is a lot of fun because I'd have to say it's the most different for us. I mean, not that there's a formula involved, but when we come together, we all look at each other and we throw riffs out, and if somebody comes up with a rhythm and maybe a couple of words come out and a song starts. But Survive came about in such a different way that we all looked at each other with a real big grin on our faces going, man, this is a nice this is a nice improvement for Poker Face here.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree. That's a great song. And that's
cool.
The message we definitely need to get out there.
Oh, yeah, and we're never, Poker Face will never be at a loss for words when it comes to the Patriot Movement and trying to wake people up who are, maybe they're on the fence there and they just need to hear it in a different style, in a different way, a different style of music. It's very common to hear patriotic music done in a way, what's the word I'm looking for here? Traditional music isn't done with electric guitars and drums, usually. And those traditional songs aren't usually covered by bands that play with this more modern equipment and all. So, you know, we think that if we put these patriotic and traditional America First type messages to this music, that we might, you know, open a few eyes, you know, while we're opening ears. So, and we'll never be at a loss for words for that. We always find reasons to be pumped up, you know, to bring back the idea of what the forefathers had when they set out to give us this great freedom, you know, this great nation to be free. And we're just going to keep on doing it. We have a whole lot left in us. I mean, I jokingly say I got another 20 years left with you guys, but I said that when I joined 10 years ago too. I still say, you know, we have a long time ahead of us here. As long as you know, we can keep putting these records together and people still enjoy them, I think they're going to turn their friends on, and, you know, hopefully we can get the message even further. I've seen it happen. I mean, again, I'm with the group 10 years, and I remember getting, you know, 5 and 10 hits a day on our website, you know, because very few people knew about us. And now that we're over 100, over 200, you know, the other day we were over 400, at least, you know, views. And that just thrills me to death to know that we're reaching more people.
What's it like playing in front of a crowd of 25,000?
Ah, yes, the Knob Creek machine gun shoot. Yeah, that is a great experience. I mean, obviously, you're around all that firepower and all those like-minded people. You really tend to you get excited. I mean, more excited than usual. Benny and I, you know, Paul's usually kind of stuck to that microphone and has to continue singing, that sort of thing. And Benny and I are usually all over the place. Well, when you're at the Knob Creek Machine Gun Shoot, you get, like, just crazy because, you know, you're getting a lot of feedback from the people there. And during your breaks, what's happening? Oh, I don't know, 35 people are firing machine guns, you know, blowing up boats and refrigerators and stuff. But it's a great experience to play there. Again, the like-mindedness, it's a good feeling to know, you know, that these folks are all on the same page with you and that sort of thing. And if you say something that isn't PC, they're right there with you, you know what I mean? You know, when I first came to the group, I still had the PC ears, and, you know, my head would, you know, shake this way or that when I'd hear somebody say something. And, you know, of course, 10 years into it, it's like, no, I know exactly what we're talking about here. And we want to get other people's, you know, faces not to twist and whatever when you mention something about what's going on. But yet, the experience of playing with all those people is fantastic. It's great to be able to look out into a crowd of people and have them singing the words, you know, that you wrote or helped write, have them singing them back to you. That is a fantastic feeling. And, you know, we've said it before how, you know, we don't expect to ever see the kind of distribution and exposure that, you know, the bands that we like, you know, have or have had. We don't expect to ever see that. But you know what? Just to get what I get, I'm a weekend warrior. You know, I go to work during the week. And when we go out and play on the weekend and we have that kind of experience, that lifts you, I mean, very high. It really makes you feel so good to know that you're entertaining people. People love your message. They love your music. And they want to show you when they see it. It's fantastic.
Oh, that must be awesome. Yep, I'm jealous. You guys definitely have it. 25,000 people, you know, that must be such a...
Yeah, that's a great experience. You know, I got to tell you, too, there's some funny experiences, too. You know, we've already set up, like, in the middle of the woods and had the National Guard set us up with a second generator truck because every time we would tune our guitars, you know, all the refrigerators and freezers and lights would dim in the camp and stuff like that. This was outside of Nashville, Tennessee. That was hilarious. But, you know, we've had some interesting gigs where maybe it wasn't so many people, but it was a one-of-a-kind, you know, type of a thing.
No. That must be awesome. I don't know how you guys find the energy to work a full-time job and then run all over the country. You must have an understanding boss.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny. I worked with one company for 9 years, and they were very flexible with me, and it was fantastic. And then when I had to leave that company and I got with the new one, it was so funny how I'm sitting down there with this, you know, competitive interview, had to they'd dress up and, you know, play the part, and I knew I was up against 9 other people for the job, and I had to tell them in the midst of all this, hey, I'm great, and I had to tell them, oh, by the way, I have a band that travels, and I will be meeting certain Fridays and Mondays off, but yeah, that is an experience all its own, balancing all that, you're right.
So what's it, does your boss agree with the message? You know, the message of Poker Face?
Oh, looks like they dropped off. Well, I guess we can hit a break here. That's kind of strange, huh?
Yeah, well, I guess they don't like us asking questions, huh?
Well, we'll go to break here. We'll see what the deal is. We'll be back. Phone troubles fixed, so take it away, guys.
Welcome back. I don't know, for some reason, I guess the New World Order doesn't like your message and they had to cut you guys off.
It wouldn't be the first time that's happened. That's why I hate technocracy, because we're not in charge of it.
Yeah, they do it to us a couple times a week, it seems. Especially when we get on certain topics, like bringing people together.
Yeah, you know, the Dasha Kanach K's are fun. The International Gangster Banks are fun. The Commie versus Fasci front, that's our Congress. And anything that delves into anything more than Seinfeld or some stupid TV comedy show, you know. That's okay. You can talk about it. Or you could defame Christ in all three of his names within the first 3 minutes of any Kabbalah movie. That's cool. But if you bring up the truth, then right away, you know, they try to disrupt your life. So then you must be doing something good. And if you're not on any list, then you have... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We're all worried about the list. In fact, we were talking about the mailboxes before, and I said, I'm just going to paint mine red so they don't have any problem finding me.
Right. They can try and find me, but they won't find me home.
Yeah. And that's what we need. We need people just to quit this paranoid garbage and stand up and say, hey, this is our country, and we're going to take it back, and we're going to straighten it out. Go ahead.
The men are separating from the boys right now, man. You know, and that always happens before the throwdown. So, and I'm starting to see, you know, just the common person just came to the point that they're saying things that I was saying 15 years ago. You know, and I'm just surprised it's coming out of their mouths now. But hey, people can only take so much, man. And you know, the American dream has been killed. The golden goose has been slain. By greed.
Oh, definitely. This whole housing crisis was a complete setup for the people, and it was just a way to rob everybody, to make them slaves and toss them out on the street. That was the plan, and it's working quite well.
Yeah, it's like, why did they give the bankers the money to begin with, since they're the ones that the idiots that lost in the first place? Why didn't they just give it to the Americans to pay off all the mortgages? It'd still get to the bankers, and the people would have, you know, whole notes on their houses. But now, we want to keep you in servitude and slavery, enslaved by your debt. So, you know, of course it went to the ultimate criminals, man. That's why I'm all for nationalizing the wealth. You know, I think that's a good plan that needs to be put into action. You know, hey, if you're a criminal that's got a pot sitting in your house and they can steal your house, why can't we take back all the trillions that they stole from humanity? And not just give it to Americans, give it to the rest of the planet, too.
That's an awesome plan.
It'd be the true day of Jubilee, man.
Yep, I agree. Is there any other band members you wanted to bring up, Paul?
Dennis, you know, he's two beers to the wind, so, you know, he'd rather not come on tonight. But, you know, they'll be up for a chat another night. And, you know, Brad was going good until, you know, he got knocked off the circuit there. But, yeah, any one of us could talk, you know, a variety of subjects. And some pretty deep, so we're blessed like that.
Oh, I know.
Never know.
Oh, we're starting to get the echo again.
I think that's just off the speakerphone.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the feds playing their games again. Yeah, Paul, I really like the new album, and I'm glad you guys put it together and you're getting the message out, because we got to cover all fronts. You know, we got to get the message to every generation that's out there, and especially get reaching the younger generation right now to break that mindset they're in. And I think you guys are the vehicle for that.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, we'd like to share ourselves with that vehicle to break down those walls and reach the ones that are going to be fighting the revolution. Right?
Yep, we need them young folks. And the more we get, the better. Are you finding that more and more? You're really reaching them, and they're waking up and saying, you guys are right?
Oh, brother, every day, man. And they tap into us through MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, our website, and like a dozen other, you know, internet sites that are like that, community-minded. So we're growing like a good freedom buyer should, man, and the way the you know, the media or the prostitutions or the prostitutors, you know, we're flying under the radar. We're infecting one freedom head at a time, and that's our role. We're the justice in the king's courts, telling the king that he's naked and he looks like an idiot, and it's time for him to go.
I agree. It's time for all of them to go.
Yeah.
No longer representing.
Not hook up, not cook, man. Yeah. I don't know, man. We live in the most exciting times that the prophets of old wish they lived now. So, you know, I'm one little band dude, and my bandmates together, we form one little band, and, you know, God blesses us with musical gifts and the lyrics to say what needs to be said and heard, and people can sing along, and for some, it becomes a mantra that gets deep into their subconscious that before you know it, they're starting to act out those freedom thoughts. And, you know, freedom is an ideal, man, and either you are free and you think free, or you don't think free, and we're all subjugated. And my level of freedom depends on everybody else's understanding, and if it's a high understanding, then we're all living free. But if it's a low understanding like today, then we're about to hit the cusp of tyranny, and I'm fighting that every day of my life, you know. The greed way is not the God way, and the greed way is the cancer of the world, and the God way is the one that's, if we play it by his book, man, it's a beautiful one. And the book isn't a book of corrections. It's a book of life that if we just pick up on the knowledge that we can live with our brothers instead of being an asshole to one another. And that's what we got to get back to, man. But treating each other as we want to be treated. And it doesn't get any simpler than that.
Oh, definitely. People just got to learn to come together again and quit ignoring and yelling at each other and come together and say, hey, wait a minute. The real enemy is the bankers. They're destroying the world, and you're allowing that to happen by buying into this matrix.
That's very true. And, you know, we got to focus on the bankers. And the bankers are not all Jews. Unfortunately, they're a disproportionate amount for such a small population of the country and world. But the bankers as a whole, you know, every color, pink and purple polka dotted banker, you know, when you lend something out and get seven times a return, you're sucking the lifehood, the livelihood out of a community, out of a nation. Okay, predatory lending is what has gotten us to this point, this false crash, so that they can
foreclose on America, foreclose on our freedom. And you got another thing coming, man. You know, I'm just the pimple of the force that is coming back at them. You know, me, my bandmates. You know, I like to introduce them. You were speaking with Brett Griffiths, the guitar player, who's just God blessed with beautiful, you know, beautiful talent, and Dennis Byler, like a right hand man in this band. You know, since he joined, and he's taken on a lot to help just keep this band rolling and make it happen. And Rich on drums, and it's just it's a cool frontal force of sound to knock through the walls that they've erected around us. And we have a sixth disc already written, but the seventh one that is in concept right now should be like the ultimate for us, because it'll be Pink Floyd meets, you know, Operation Mindcrime from Queensryche, you know, Pink Floyd the Wall, and it's just going to tell the story of where we are at today. Kind of like the Matrix V / They Live / you know, Logan's Run, all wrap up into a 32 song double disc album of just truth.
Oh, you nailed that right. You can see the brainwashing of the kids. That's the whole plan, and they're using the earth worshiping nonsense to divert people. You know, I was talking to a Christian a few years ago, and he goes, have you ever noticed everybody tries to fill that void of worship in their life? And they're always looking, they're always searching, and they're taught to ignore God and the Bible and the Christians, but now we got to worship the earth. So they fall into that earth worshiping, and then, killing people, killing old people will save the earth. I can see the whole program being set up.
Right, so the Mother Earth worshiping Gaia bullshit that, you know, which all comes from the Kabbalah. All the nonsense in the world comes back to the tenets of the Satanic Bible. And I call it the Satanic Bible because Aleister Crowley called it his Holy Bible. And he was the wannabe beast of his generation. So somebody that was as dark as she calls it his Bible, I'm going to believe the brother, right? Not the brother, but, you know, if he says it, I'll tend to believe it on that level. And so all this new ageism comes from Kabbalism. And if you want to know your enemy, you got to read their books. And we read through a lot of the Talmud, through a lot of the Kabbalah. And, dude, it's dark. And I can't believe that, you know, a group of people attach themselves to that like it's their holy books. It's like with that kind of mentality and upbringing, I can understand why greed and killing off the Goyim is okay. And stuff about the means.
They view us as nothing more than chattel to be used,
exactly.
Abused, and lost.
And if you tell the truth about them, they get upset because actually I believe some Goyim had the audacity to tell you the truth. I'm hearing that bullshit right now.
Oh, yeah. As you can imagine, I have lots of friends in the environmental movement.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the ones that brought the wolves to your area.
Yeah. Don't shoot the wolves. Let them wipe you out as a small family rancher. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sick of that nonsense.
Yeah, they would be the idiots that, in Logan's Run, they'd be going to renew themselves off at the age of 30, like, I need to renew! I need to be with the great spirit of the earth! I'll come back as a butterfly!
Well, yeah, I mean, I've even had them told me that the best thing I could do is go out and have a pack of wolves eat me, and then I'd be useful to the environment. That's how whacked out these people are.
You know what? I would say lead by example, please. Okay? And after you're gone, let's see if there's a problem anymore.
I've tried that. None of them will take me up on the offer. I even offered to guide them out there to help find the wolf.
These social engineers are great at putting forth these lame-ass ideas that they themselves won't do, you know?
That's definitely funny. But back to your music, so the new album's really having a great impact, and it's spreading across the land, so you must be really pumped up right now.
Yeah, because, well, it's more like a release, brother, just because there's been so much pent-up energy
on a personal level, I've had to sacrifice a lot. I've gone through some major growth, whether I wanted it or not. And, you know, the disc coming out was important just to maintain sanity and just to keep saying, like, we are what we are. And whether we're playing at, you know, presidential events for Ron Paul and others, and or just, you know, fighting for causes that we believe in, like protecting the Second Amendment or your free speech rights. And, you know, people are going to jail for free speech rights, and that's insane in supposedly such a modern world today. You know, if they can get you in jail for not believing in the Holocaust or whatever level that the World Jewish Congress wants you to believe in, and they can put you in jail for that, then they can put you in jail because you might say the word revolution, or you might speak of other heresies that, you know, must not be speaking of.
Oh, they're looking. You know, I'm sure the hate bill right now is supposedly trying to be rushed right through the Senate, and Obama's supposed to sign it tonight. So,
let the douchebags sign it, man. Okay, let's have the throwdown. Do we have a First Amendment or not? Okay, if there's no violation of a person's property rights, then guess what? The law is, you know, illegal. And it's that kind of stuff that will finally be the last step and the last straw that is broken. Okay? They do want to cut for my free speech rights or my guns, and, you know, the revolution is rocking on.
So you think that's what we were just saying last night. Go ahead and sign the cap and trade treaty. Go ahead. Go ahead. Price everybody out, because people won't have a choice then but to stand up and fight.
Right.
Will it affect the cows? Will it affect the cows? I wouldn't want to have salmonella.
Dude, it's all about the moo.
A moo, brother. Hey, who's in the room? You got the band there?
They're talking to some friends that came out to the practice, man.
Okay, just tell them Tommy says hello. And, give us a moo.
It's all about the moo, man.
Yeah, well, you know, if they're going to treat us like cattle, we might as well moo with them. You know? We started the Moo Project back, Paulie, what year was that? It was a while ago. And we were listening to the congressman going in and everything. You started hearing little moos here and there and stuff like that, you know. And if they're going to lead us to our slaughter, we might as well moo with them. And so, I mean, whenever you see a congressman or a senator or whatever, just walk over to him and wave and go, moo. Yeah, that's it. That's what you need to do, because, you know, if you're going to be treated like a cow, you might as well know the correct bovine protocol. And
a cow nest.
That's it. No, these are cow unionists. But remember, you all belong to the militia. And you all listen to Poker Face, or as we call it in the bovine, you know, terminology, Mooker Face. And you got to have some fun. These guys know how to have fun, folks. They have a life, okay? And they got a job, and they have a mission, and they're driven. And I've known them for a while, and they haven't deviated from the set program. And it's very, very rewarding to be around them, to watch their progress and to watch them take off in crazy directions, and you get a call like, what do you think about this, you know? And whoa! You know what I mean? It's like being around these guys is like being around a laboratory where people are discovering great things, okay? And you never know what's going to come across the phone. I mean, and I trust Paul, and I trust the band with my life. But with a case of pickles, it's a different story.
You bastard.
But you understand where I'm coming from. And Steve, you never got a chance to meet these guys in person, did you?
No, I haven't.
Well, you will. You know, as soon as they get a little bit bigger and they get a bus, they'll start hitting the Midwest. You know? Yeah, but it's a wonderful, wonderful day. Well, Paul, don't you have an engagement in Texas sometime in like May or something like that?
Some friends want to fly me down during the fall, just so I can go down and do some
pre-planning, because there's a bunch of Texans that would love to have Poker Face. We probably do like a 3-4 city tour down there, starting in Austin and ending in Austin.
Yeah, I figured it would be in Austin, because that's probably the most politically active town in Texas. There's so much going on in Austin.
I'd say this country, man, really.
Yeah, well, the whole country is ready for something, and I think that they're going to get it. You know, between the bank holiday and the cap and trade and this new treaty that Obongo is going to sign with the United Nations for sticking us with, you know, Al Gore's carbon credit idea, which he stole from the treaty that Obongo is going to sign. And he's going to sign it. And as we said before, they can sign any piece of paper they want. It's not going to change the way I live. I'm just too grouchy to change. And you know what? I'm not going to lay down my life for the rest of the world, okay? I was born here, I'll die here. And you know what? You guys are doing the right thing. You're educating the people in a format that they can hum, okay? In other words, we're going to teach you patriotism by the numbers or by the note, but you will get patriotism. I learned from the best. I learned from the other side. And you're using exactly the same format to get the country back as they used to take it down. Now, here's my situation that I want to give you that got somebody else in a lot of trouble and got them thrown off and got them put in jail. But I want to tell you something. Congress has the right to coin money and set the value thereof. I'm going to tell you how to get your country back. Mint $1 trillion coins and take them to the Federal Reserve and buy them out. They cannot not accept it because it's monetized money and it's legal tender. And they can buy them right out. And you know what? There's not one congressman in all of Congress that has the nerve to do that. And Paul, look at the way they backed down. Look at what Ron Paul did. Ron Paul had a clear shot at the presidency because the people of the United States didn't want Democrat. They didn't want Republican. If he would have walked as an independent, he would be the president of the United States right now. And I blame Ron Paul for the deficit we're in right now. Because every day that this traitor is in that place called the White House, we go further and further into debt. And more people outside this country have something to say about what goes on in this country, okay? I didn't work 40 years and 3 jobs to buy fiber optic cable for Sri Lanka, okay? Now, you put that in a song. Really?
All right, folks. Besides Tommy liking Poker Face, still get their music.
Yeah, you can go to www.pokerface.com, and you have an order area that you can order the. Merchandise. I can also merchandise. Oi! You know, but folks, support the band. Really, support the band. They're putting their time in. They're putting their life on the line. You realize they were up with the Browns. They could have been machine gunned by helicopters. Tell them the places that you've been, Paul. Tell them over the course of the last 10 years where you've been. It's hysterical. And you want to know something? God has got an umbrella over these guys. You know? But even God takes a day off. I'm really worried about you.
I think so.
No, God doesn't take a day off, brother. He loves us, man. You know that.
I hear you. I was giving you a joke. All right, guys, I just wanted to call in and say hi and remind you that, you know, when you come up this way, you got to bring me my pickles. Not that I'm really mad. Is Richie there? Tell Richie the lasagna's on.
Yeah, no, not Richie's there, man.
Okay. All right, good enough. I'll talk to you guys later, and thanks for the time, Stevie.
Thanks for the call, Tommy.
Bye-bye.
Always good to hear from you, brother.
Tommy's really been on target lately. So what was he talking about? Helicopters and machine guns, Paul. Fill us in.
Well, a couple years ago during the summer, Tommy Cryer and the Browns were battling in court for, you know, what you have to pay taxes on, and, you know, they kept asking, like, show me the law where it says that, you know, my wages, my, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, trading and bartering for money versus my time has anything to do with income, which the Supreme Court in 12 different decisions have said that it is money made on money. All right, so Tommy Cryer beats them because the jury sides with them, but the Browns lose, and they decide to be the ultimate tech resistors and stay in their house, and we decide to join efforts to bring awareness to their cause by going up there to do a benefit for them and to play. And a Homeland Security chopper was flying around all day long, man. They probably spent more in fuel than what the Browns own in taxes. But they were there to, so, you know, so put over on us that they're the Lord, overlord and master, and we are the peons, and we need to bow down to them. But the reason why we went up there is because we will have no more Wacos, man. We will not allow the government to act as judge, jury, and executioner to kill Americans before they've been judged by a jury of 12. Not buried by, you know, six. So it's sick, bad, and this is America today. Our police aren't policemen anymore. They're jackass thugs. And they don't interact with civilians. I mean, they don't interact with people anymore. It's always civilians. They militarize our police, and they don't think for themselves, and they don't obey any illegal orders, just like the Nazis did.
Oh, yeah, and yesterday's show we played the Chris Matthews going after the Oath Keepers, and it was pretty...
You know, Matt Matthews needs to be strung up by his balls, man.
That's what I like about you, Paul. You just put it on the line. He's a traitor to America. I agree. Matthews ought to be just tossed out on, given a leaky sailboat and sent across the Pacific.
Yeah, well, I'd rather judge him first, man. If found guilty, you know, let's do to the fullest letter of the law like they did to us. You know, I want to lead by example. They've shown us the example.
Oh, definitely. Hey, did you see Steve come up with a new saying for us? It's called, save the brass, hang the ass.
I love it, man. I want a bumper sticker.
Yeah, we got to get that attitude, and we got to break that matrix in people's heads so they wake up and say, hey, wait a minute, we have power. And that's the message we got to get out. It's our country. Take it back. And hopefully you guys are reaching the age group that we need, and the more people that get on board, look out. We got a chance of taking this country back.
Well, you know, another area that we're affecting, not just the youth, but there's probably about 200 to 400 new bands that have been growing up over the last few years that, you know, especially since 9/11, but, you know, with Ron Paul, you know, run for presidency and the Freedom of the Fascism movie that Aaron Russo put out, it's just been like one thing building on another. But we've been affecting a lot of the bands that have been, you know, coming out. They contact us, they friend us, they want to do gigs with us, and they ask for advice from us, or they ask for our point of views on things. Or so we're growing the next generation of musicians that have to be the minstrels for the revolution too, you know.
That's awesome. So you are really spreading the word, helping these new bands.
Yeah, brother. You know, I'm into force multiplying. And if we get 10 telling you 100, 100 telling you 1,000, you know, it only took 1% active participation against the Crown to start the revolution and 3% to end it. I think we got way past those numbers, brother. My gang is bigger than their gang.
Definitely. Well, there hasn't been another Waco, has there? I wonder why.
Yeah, we're a little uppity now. We're getting more uppity. I mean, the Abominator's been one of the best salesmen for the gun community ever. I mean, after Clinton. And Clinton was really good.
No. You can't even buy 22 shells now. It's crazy.
No, there's a good business to get into, man. Right now is the loading, reloading segment. As long as you have access to primers and the shells, you know.
Right. Well, there's some new groups coming out. I've seen a couple of new people producing ammo, so there's the Boyd doing fills.
God bless him. God bless him and pass the ammo.
Hey, that's what we need.
Tommy wants to know how many bands out there are named Poker Face.
Oh, there's probably like anywhere from 12 to 20 all around the world, everywhere from Korea to the Netherlands to Australia, England, a couple here in not Pennsylvania, but in the States, but they're cover bands. So, but there's only one Poker Face. And there's only one PokerFace.com. And the Dark Side would like to own our website, too, because it would be a great, great, great name for a gambling site. So we're going to wait till Barney Frank and Menendez pass their online gambling bill. Maybe we'll move on it.
Well, I like
Here's some of the money against them. Go ahead.
I like Tommy's idea. Everybody in Congress, just, okay, we're going to mint a coin. Here you go. Here's $3-4 trillion, whatever we owe the bankers. Okay, you're bought out. Pack up and get out of this country.
Yeah, but see, I'm not even into paying them off. I'm back into nationalizing the wealthy stolen. I think that's an even better idea.
Oh,
it's almost
step
removed, yeah.
I think their plan's falling apart, and I think we're becoming too uppity, and they just don't know what to do. What do you think, Paul?
Oh, dude, they called 2.5 million average Americans that marched on 9/12, you know, racist. It's like, dude, you've lost the argument when you start calling people names. And that's the thing with us. People call us names because they can't deal in the debate room with us. We destroy them. I like to take on the douchebags like Morris Sleaze, Deeds, and Mark Potok of the Southern Perverted Law Center, or the Foxness from the ADL.
Oh, did you see Mark on that last crisp? Man, he looked horrible.
What do you mean? It's nothing but conspiracy. That's like the Melissa days. Yeah. Melissa's a man.
I mean, they just don't look like they're having fun. I mean, back in the 90s, I remember him, and he just got the biggest kick out of putting out BS about Americans. And now all of a sudden, they're just not having as much fun. This whole... What's that, Southern Patriot Law Center? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah, they're scared, Tom. They're scared that the beast is awoken in America.
Yeah, we're breaking it down and people are waking up, and that's what I love to see. We're getting the message out in several different fronts, and everybody's waking up, and we can take this country back.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's the vaccination garbage or if it's the global warming bullshit, if it's the hate crimes bill. I mean, they're attacking on every front, and the crazier it gets, the better I like it, because it means more of us are being infringed on, and that means more waking up.
So you've been all over the country. What do you think the numbers are? Do you think we're in that 30 to 40 million people are awake and ready to take this country back?
Yeah, I'd say that they're awake, but I'd say maybe 10% of those are the ones that will be making a difference.
So we're in that 3 to 4 million range?
Oh, yeah. That are ready to go? Yeah.
Wow, you think the other side's starting to get nervous?
Yeah, man. The little green man behind the curtain of Oz is getting scared.
So, people go to PokerFace.com. You have more than just your music videos up there so people can sample it. You also have quite a bit of other information on your website, too, don't you?
Yeah, I'd recommend if you want to, you know, go down a rabbit hole and how far down you want to go to our forum. We've paid a heavy price to have the truth up there. The enemy definitely doesn't like that we have that information there. And so if you go to PokerFace.com, the forum board will be all the way to the right on the top bar, and you can spend a day, a week, a month, or years on there because we have so much stuff on there.
So how
a
busy
lot is your forum? What, brother?
How busy is your forum?
We don't allow posters except by invite only because we've been harassed, attacked, virus banned, adding like 100 to 200 counts a day, so it would take me like an hour of my life a day just to like keep on top of it. So we've restricted it, but it's read by many, posted by few.
Well,
like for you to get on our forum board, if you get the post on our forum board, it's because either we know you, or you know somebody within the community that can vouch for you, and you don't get three strikes, you get one strike. If you're an asshole on our board, you're gone. We don't tolerate it.
Well, you have to nowadays because obviously they hate the message, so they're trying to kill the flooded, play their stupid little child games.
Yeah, most of the children were coming from Israel and Ukraine. They were constantly hacking our sites. You know, we'd see where the trail would lead back to, and it was always the same culprits, man. I'm not talking about Ukrainian people, but, you know, the Ashkenazi Khazars in the Ukraine.
Wow,
giving us some love.
Cool.
I didn't hear that.
Well, why doesn't Israel like you guys?
Because we oppose a political machination called Zionism. They try to crush it and cloud it as it's a Judeo front, but it's a political philosophy, ideology. When you can have a Catholic or so-called Catholic of Biden, our vice president, be a Zionist, then obviously it has nothing to do with Judaism anymore, does it?
Nope, I agree wholeheartedly. Israel's been given a free ride for way too many decades, sucking off all our tax dollars. Take care of Israel, take care of Israel. Well, I think it's time we start taking care of America first before we worry about the rest of the world.
Yeah, and it means ending all wars for Israel, man, now. Okay, let's get our troops home from Iraq. Let's get them home from Afghanistan. Let's go get them home from Pakistan. We don't need to be there. We don't need to be pissing off 1.5 billion Muslims, really. Okay, we don't need to complete the dream that Albert Pike had back in 1872 and he shared with Giuseppe Mazzini. You know, these demonic wars have been planned and have been percolating and thrust upon the stage of humanity. And, you know, we can say no. We can say enough. You know, stop buying the Chinese slave labor-made goods. Buy domestic, even if you have to pay more. The job you save might be your own.
Yeah, we definitely have to come back to our roots and understand what makes this country great. And supporting American-made goods is a fantastic way. And supporting Poker Face so they can keep spreading the message. We need everybody. Oh, I'm sorry.
God bless you, man. I know, man. It's just like it's rewarding, or it just makes us smile when people actually give a damn about us or what our struggle is. And yeah, we are the many member body Church of Freedom, and we definitely got to help each other out or support each other or even be there, even if it's just nothing but more verbal support and being an ear to lend when somebody's like feeling depressed or down or whatever, man. And it doesn't have to take money all the time. Yeah, it doesn't always have to be money. It can just be time spent or care. And we've been blessed every day of our lives with just people coming forth with their own talents or their own energy to try to infuse into the overall movement that we're a part of. It's not just Poker Face, but it's every level from the talk radio to the ones writing the books and making the videos to the ones making the music to the ones that are standing up and giving account and taking names. And, you know, if more of us just do it and just look, if we all woke up from this hallucinogen, this illusion, just for 15 minutes, all of us at the same time, we could stop it that quickly. But what happens is some of us are awake over here and then we go to sleep, and then some of us are awake over there and we all go to sleep. But we all need to be awake just consciously for 15 minutes and to tell those that have been the puppets or the puppeteers that we're not going to take it anymore, and it's over, okay? Game over. New world over. New world order game over. And if not, then, you know, if they're going to come after us, then we just need to take names and kick ass. And, you know, they know who we are, we know who they are. So who wants to do the stupid move first, okay?
Well, it doesn't seem like they're too froggy lately, does it?
At the individual level, yeah, but they're not celebrity when it comes to group attacks right now. So, because they might be firing at the people inside of the house, but they have to start worrying about the people firing behind them now.
Yeah, can you imagine that? All their training's for taking over a house, but I didn't see any training for 1,000 people surrounding them from the outside. Have you ever seen any training like that?
Nah. But see, I count on that arrogance. I count on that over-reliance on technology. God just has to give us unburst at an opportune time and destroy everything that they depended on. And I've learned to operate without that dependency or that, you know, the technocracy that they have shoved, you know, made us dependent on. I can function in the analog. I don't have to work in the digital.
Yeah, we definitely stress that a lot here. People get prepared, make sure you can take care of yourself without electricity. But we're
That's right.
coming up. We got about 7 minutes left, Paul, so anything you really want to focus on, direct people to, go ahead. The floor is yours.
All right. You know, to the people listening to America, you know, you're one person, but one person does make a difference and can make a difference. Don't ever think that you can't affect change. Whether it starts with yourself or starts within your own family or starts within your own group of friends, you can do great things. Believe in the one that made you, because he is everything, and through you, he shows his greatness. We are the little band. We are the little Davids smacking upside Goliath's head every day, whether it's the music industry or whether it's the political, you know, spiritual scene, because the devil has affected all of our peer system, the politics, the education, the economics, the religion. You know, we have pedophiles in the churches, in the temples, the synagogues, and the schoolhouses. All right, the level of homosexuality in our nation is because of the level of abuse in our nation. Okay, we have to stop that. We have to protect the weak. And we need to focus on what made America great was because America was good. And we've fallen far away from America being good. We have every depravity at the lowest level, scumbag form of humanity acting as normalcy. And, you know, we have to bring God back into our culture, because without him, you know, evil is the absence of God. And we have a lot of evil right now because God has been absent in our churches, within our schools, within our political system. And I feel that, you know, God's going to have a real wide awakening. You know, Amos 8:11 prophesied these times when it said in the end days that there would be starvation, not for food, not for thirst of water, but for hearing of the word taught without any lies and deception. We are here today. But Father will bless those that care. They will be the teachers in that next earth age. And I'm looking forward to, man. I'm looking for this world to be healed again, like it was pre-flood, and things grew big, plants, people, and everything. You know, we have the mechanism for gigantism, and that's because the Word taught us what it was. You know, the evolutionists have no idea how things grew big or why things grew big or can duplicate those things. But they teach evolution first in communist countries to destroy your faith in Father so that they can teach you that the state is your God. But the God is real, and He blessed America to lead the nations to freedom so that the rest of the world would know that he exists and that he loves us. We were made for his pleasure. And if we can come back to that we are the children, the meek, the humble, not the weak, not the prideful, but the meek, the ones that smile when there isn't any smiling going on, the ones that sacrifice when others aren't sacrificing, those that care and have mercy and are thoughtful when others aren't, those are the ones. It takes a lot of energy and strength to be a good, humble, meek person, and that's who Father blesses, and the awakening is happening in America. And if America falls, the rest of humanity falls into darkness. But everything that I've learned from Scripture and everything that I've learned just from people that have shared, you know, times with the Holy Spirit know that, you know, America stands through all these crazy times, and I'm proud to be an American because I was blessed to be born here when the rest of the world is much more chaotic and less of a beautiful place than it is here, and I've known that since I was 4, and I want to maintain that. I want to give this to my future children, my future grandchildren. If not me now, then who when? So, together with brothers like you, Buckshot and Steve and the Tommies of the world, we shall prevail because God is on our side. Providence smiles upon our venture, and that's all I will leave you with, gentlemen. Thank you.
Well, you're an awesome guest. I love interviewing you and the band, and Brett was great. Thank him for coming up, and I just feel your energy every time you're here, and I just want to say thank you very much for everything you're doing. Keep up the fantastic work. Let's take this nation back.
That's right, man. God bless you, folks. Okay. We'll talk soon.
Well, I guess we can close it out here, guys. Go to Pokerface.
Thank you, man.
Go to pokerface.com and get their music, guys. This is, I'm going to close with my favorite song by Pokerface. So, good night, everybody, and save the brass and hang their ass.
Amen.
I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me the way. Please show me the way. The sun rose high and burnt the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy. Come to take away my liberties. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee. Don't treat me this way. I'd rather die than be your slave. I will survive. And you feel my rage. It's not a question. Killed my brothers, they lay dead by me. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree. Mercy from me. No mercy from me. Lost a lot, our pain was heavy. We sacrificed for God and country.
No more calling.
Still held the ground that was in front of me. This was the price to pay for liberty.